From the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, September 13th. I'm Abby Larico. You're unlikely to find pawpaws in the grocery store, but the tropical-tasting fruit is getting more popular.
People call wanting to know, do we have pawpaws? We always sell out.
The push to get pawpaws to a mass market. That story coming up after this news on The Gateway. A St. Louis County judge has rejected an attempt to free Marcellus Williams. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Littman reports, Thursday's ruling means that without action from higher courts or Governor Mike Parson, Williams will be executed on September 24th.
Williams has always maintained that he did not kill former St. Louis Post-Dispatch reporter Felicia Gale in 1998. In January, St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell filed a motion saying he agreed and asked a judge to throw out the conviction. But that judge, Bruce Hilton, ruled there was no evidence that proved Williams was not the person who committed the crime. Michelle Smith is the co-director of Missourians to Abolish the Death Penalty. She calls Hilton's ruling a devastating blow to justice.
It is clear our state continues down a path of reckless disregard for human life, especially black life.
Bell says he will continue to work to prevent Williams's execution. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.
An iconic, empty building in the downtown St. Louis skyline has found a buyer. The long-vacant Millennium Hotel will be sold to a local entity, downtown development leaders announced Thursday. The details of the transaction are still being ironed out. Groups heading up the efforts to revitalize parts of downtown St. Louis call it a major sign of progress. Greater St. Louis, Inc. and the St. Louis Development Corporation announced the deal as part of their 120-day progress report, an update on their efforts to tackle problem properties in the heart of the city. They say more than $330 million in new private investment in downtown have been announced in that time. They are also looking to acquire the Railway Exchange Building through either a purchase agreement or eminent domain. The future of St. Louis food publication Sauce Magazine is in doubt after more layoffs this week. St. Louis Public Radio's Brian Moline reports.
Sauce owner Big Lou Holdings this week laid off the magazine's interim editor-in-chief and digital creative director. That comes after Sauce let two other staff members go this summer. Big Lou Holdings owner and CEO Chris Keating says Sauce will focus more on in-person events, which he says are more profitable than print.
We need to go all in on events. You know, that's where we're strong. That's where, a lot of our advertisers, want us to be, and from a sponsorship standpoint.
Keating says Sauce will release its next two issues, then reevaluate the future of its print magazine. Big Lou Holdings purchased Sauce last December and brought back the print edition, which had been discontinued earlier in the year. I'm Brian Moline, St. Louis Public Radio.
The University of Missouri is moving forward with updates for Memorial Stadium. The Board of Curators unanimously approved a $250 million improvement project Thursday for the home of Mizzou football. The work will begin at the end of November. It's set to be completed in 2026, coinciding with the stadium's 100th anniversary. In its announcement, the university called the project an effort to elevate the fan experience and solidify Mizzou's competitive standing. The Lincoln University Board of Curators is officially disengaging with its Alumni Association. The board originally suspended the relationship with the Lincoln University of Missouri Alumni Association in June. Association President Sherman Bond says he does not believe this is the end of the story and that the Alumni Association will continue to support the university.
Hopefully there'll come another time that we can reengage our university president and have a much more healthier dialogue about what it is that we do and how we best serve.
The June suspension came 3 months after the association issued a vote of no confidence against the curators over an investigation following the death by suicide of LU Administrator Antoinette Bonnie Candia Bailey. The investigation found no wrongdoing by President John Mosley, who Candia Bailey accused of bullying and harassment. The university plans to establish an alumni council to aid relationships with the school's alumni, but said it is in no way a replacement for a national alumni association. A Democrat from Phelps County is trying to provide voters in Missouri's 8th Congressional District with an alternative to Republicans who've long represented the area. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more from Randy McCallion's appearance on Politically Speaking.
McCallion is challenging GOP Congressman Jason Smith to represent the Southeast and Southern Missouri-based district. She says Smith hasn't done enough to bring money to the district, which she says could help alleviate widespread poverty and disinvestment. McCallion is the underdog in the race since the district is heavily Republican, but she says Democrats need to run in tough races.
You don't have a democracy if you don't have choices. Whether we can win or not, which it'll be a while, you're still giving people a choice. You're still holding an elected representative accountable.
Smith received more than 70% of the vote when he ran against McCallion in 2022. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
There's a fruit that grows throughout nearly half of the U.S. that most people have never tried. It's called the pawpaw. While the fruit trees are native to much of the Midwest and East Coast, you won't find them in many grocery stores. St. Louis Public Radio's Kate Grumke reports on the push to popularize the elusive pawpaw.
Here at Earth Dance Organic Farm School in Ferguson, Missouri, the pawpaw trees are covered in bunches of green fruit. This farm first harvested pawpaws in 2018. That was also the first time Jenna Hood tasted the fruit.
It was so tasty. People describe it as a cross between a mango and a banana. And I think that's spot on, really.
Hood is the director of agriculture and education here at Earth Dance Farm. This year, Hood says they'll produce about 800 pounds of pawpaws. That won't keep up with demand.
People call wanting to know, do we have pawpaws? We always sell out.
The pawpaw is shaped kind of like an avocado, except it's got smooth lime green skin. These ones are brown in some spots, which means they're sweet and ready to eat. Sometimes harvesting is as easy as collecting fruit that's already fallen from the tree. Or there's another way. Assistant farm manager Will DeLacy grabs a trunk and shakes it.
Honestly, like my favorite part is when you shake it and you hear do 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 do. Like, all right.
The pawpaw is the largest fruit native to North America. It was domesticated by Native Americans and has a range from Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma, all the way over to Washington, D.C. For a long time, people ate wild pawpaws straight out of the woods. But now people are growing them on farms. And some are working on cultivating more marketable varieties. Adam D'Angelo is the founder of Project Pawpaw, which is a crowd-funded breeding and research program.
There's so much variation that with a bit of properly directed traditional plant breeding, we could make massive improvements and really just end up with a fantastic crop that's easy to grow, fun to eat, and profitable for the small farmer.
D'Angelo, who's based in Wisconsin, says because the tree is native, it's low maintenance. That means less need for expensive and environmentally harmful fertilizers and pesticides. But there's one big thing holding pawpaws back from a mass market. They don't keep very long.
The chief limitation is the almost ephemeral nature of the fruit.
Pawpaw festivals are a way to take advantage of that short shelf life, says Chris Schmiel.
Instead of that being a limitation, you kind of turn it into an asset by having an event.
Schmiel founded what was likely the first pawpaw festival in the U.S. in 1999.
So over the last 26 years, you know, things have dramatically changed.
The annual festival in Albany, Ohio now draws about 10,000 visitors. Schmiel says similar festivals are popping up all over the country. At the first annual pawpaw festival in Ferguson, Missouri, farmers from Earth Dance are selling fruit to a line of people. Some of the customers already know what they're getting into. Will Colbert is wearing a pawpaw shirt and holding a new live pawpaw tree.
Well, I had them like maybe 2 years ago and fell in love with them. I mean, in such like a cool like tropical fruit in Missouri is kind of wild.
But for a lot of people, this fruit is totally new. Tamara Berger is holding her first carton of pawpaws and steps up to check out.
Welcome to Pawpaw Fest.
Thank you.
Have you tried them before?
I have not.
Oh my gosh.
We step behind the booth and borrow a knife from another vendor. Berger cuts into the pawpaw like an avocado and picks out some of the soft pulp.
Oh, it is very, like, I get the custardy Yeah, it kind of tastes like pudding. I'm into it.
Berger thinks these pawpaws will be especially good blended into a smoothie. For growers, they hope more people will take their first bite soon. I'm Kate Grumke, St. Louis Public Radio.
Where, oh, where is dear little Susie? Where, oh, where is dear little Susie? Where, oh, where is dear little Susie? Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including St. Louis Public Radio.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder in the pawpaw patch.
The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Theme music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this has been The Gateway.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket.
Way down under the pawpaw.
And that's going to be stuck in my head all weekend.